Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Do you like chocolate? Do you like how that creamy feeling, that creamy taste, that sensation just melts down your throat? Well, after making chocolates for Hawaii for the past 20 years, Wendy Lowe is now retired into a business that allows her to travel to many parts of the world as she promotes stewarding your body the way it would please God. While making Hawaii happy with chocolates, Wendy represented 12 board of director positions, serving in every way. As she's retired from chocolate making at her fundraising company, she has chosen to represent 4 of the 12 boards actively, and she now is the first national marketing director for the Juice Plus company, leading over 300 distributors towards prevention and wellness. When you hear her, you will hear a unique voice, and we will talk about that voice in a moment. She's a proud mother of 2 beautiful daughters, Cassandra and Angela. She loves spending time cooking healthy meals, surfing, traveling, as she shares the light of God and the love of God with everyone. Wendy, welcome to our show.
Mahalo. I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, so people have told me, Danny, you have a raspy voice. And I want to tell you, Wendy, you also, we are kin, you know, in terms of the voice. How did you get your raspy voice?
Yes, that is so. Every time I hear you on the radio, I'm thinking, my gosh, it's my brother. It's my long-lost brother. And then I meet him, and he has almost the same ethnic background as I do, and it's amazing. And I'm looking at him like looking at myself. It's like, and in the reflection of the voice, it's, well, my voice comes from, my claim to fame is that I'm the first keiki in the state of Hawaii to have open heart surgery, and I'm still alive. So I was born with a hole in my heart in 1959, and in 1963, they wanted to wait till I was about 5, but in 1963, my health was going downhill pretty quickly. So about that time, the American Heart Association formulated a program where they would fly in a pediatric cardiologist to Hawaii. So at that time, because I was in so much of need for help, there were 2 others and myself that went under the knife. Mm. And that was in 1963. And in about when I was 27 years old, my voice started changing. And at that time, my husband was doing all kinds of things trying to find out what's wrong with my voice. Well, the diagnosis is that I have a paralyzed left vocal cord from the surgery back in 1963. Mm. But the matter of the fact is that God saved me. He fixed one of my hearts and probably put another one in there because it's so big and I can just love so many, because I think he tweaked it even further. And then he knew I would be a talkative person. So maybe he did something to my voice to slow me down a little bit. But you know what, Lord? Here I am, and I'm just going to communicate in any which way, and I'm going to overcome whatever adversities was in my path, and here I am.
Well, from being a baby on the operating table, being the first patient here in Hawaii as a child, baby, you've traveled the world, and God has allowed you to see so much and to connect with so many people. Yes. There is a connectability that you have with that, though. Where did you grow up?
Well, I'm a local Tita girl, and I'm from Maile and very proud of being from Maile. And back then it was Maile and it wasn't Maile. So I was born and raised in Maile in 1959. And in 1963, around that time, we did move, purchase another piece of land. My father was a carpenter and we all built our second home together. So then I moved to Waipahu, the big town. Yes.
The big town.
The big town.
How did you become a chocolate maker?
Okay, well, it's always been a passion to just cook and bake, and I make chocolates. And so when my daughter, my firstborn, turned 1 month old, in Chinese custom, we celebrate the first month of life. And so we had a party, and I made chocolates. And about that time, we were looking for something for my husband to do as a source of revenue and business. At that time, we also were living in Hong Kong, and we studied growing mushrooms, we studied growing hydroponics, we studied being a chef and opening a restaurant, but I didn't want to raise my children in any of those environments. So when we made the chocolate, we said, I also had an idea that whatever we started, the Holy Spirit already knew. He said, Wendy, use discernment. Whatever you start, just realize if you get stuck with it, are you going to be happy doing it? And so all of the above didn't intrigue me if I got stuck with it. So then we proposed to do chocolates. And at that time, we went to the Hyatt Regency Waikoloa, and we presented this idea of chocolates. And the chef there said, this is amazing. We would like 600 boxes to start. So home we went, turned our three-car garage into a mom-and-pop chocolate factory, got it certified, opened it up, started making chocolates. Then soon enough, I was expecting my second child. And at that time, we were now preparing a real factory. So at the time I had my second child, it was like having twins because I've opened up my first chocolate factory officially and delivered my baby here in Honolulu. After 1 week, I flew back to Kona, strapped her to my back, and back to work we went in the chocolate factory. And so it came to us by chance, and loving every step of the journey. And you know, back then we didn't know what the call that God had on my life, but as I was able to retire, it all is very clear why the chocolate making became a part of my life. It was where I was groomed to serve, to raise money, to be more compassionate to the community around us. And there's also a place where he groomed me to do worldwide ministry, all in this place of making chocolates. It was just amazing.
How did you become a Christian?
I was in Maile. We worshiped at Maile Church of Christ. And that was where my big sister, Doreen, she would make sure that all of us kids went. And then when we moved to Waipahu, we lost touch with our church. And then I guess at high school, my mom sent me to Maranoa, so then I went to Mass every day of high school. And then when I married a Catholic man, and so I was also in the Catholic Church. And then when we bought our home in Kona, I went to a Catholic church there as well. It was when I moved back to Honolulu. When I moved back to Honolulu, God had given me this chocolate factory and much success. And I was just basking in all of it and just enjoying it. My mother was my best friend. My mother was my best partner in making chocolate. And in 1996, he took my mother home. Excuse me. And he also took away a few of our big accounts, if you remember Liberty House. We had Liberty House. We had Hyatt Regencies. We had JTB. Big accounts. And he took them all away from me. So I look at that part of my life as God groomed me. He pruned me, I should say. He cut off all the fruit, and he said, now what, Wendy? I've given you all of this. Now what do you want to do with it? I said, Lord, what do you want me to do with it? And so he put me on the board of directors for American Heart Association, the River of Life Mission. Within the next year and two, I found myself sitting on 12 boards. So I knew my focus was give back to the community. All the success and all the glory that he gave me, give it back to him and in honor and glorify him. So at that point, I knew my walk and my journey was beginning. So as I would say, I'm born again in 1996. What really woke me up as well, I took my two daughters to Europe, and we were in London and in France. And I looked at my two little girls and I said, Lord, we're here in a foreign place. I only have X amount of dollars in my pocket. I know no French. And what am I doing here? And I was wondering, am I going to be like so alone here? And he spoke to me. He says, Wendy, I'm here with you. I'm carrying you, and I'm here with you. And I knew for a fact that it wasn't just me and my two daughters. It was me, my two daughters, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that really woke me up and really started the journey of worldwide ministry in my heart, in my mind. And I came back to Hawaii, and I knew then what I needed to do is just continue to grow in His likeness and just share whatever we could in our journey.
You may have heard of a great movie called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You remember seeing that? Have you seen it? Do you remember?
Of course I do. Okay. You know, I'm Wendy Wonka.
Wendy Wonka. So I was just thinking, Wendy and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
It's true. It's yes. true. And Wendy is right here with me, with us today. You know, chocolate is a delicacy. It's something that we, I think, well, not in nowadays, we take it for granted because you can get it, you know, virtually anywhere. But there's a certain way, there's a certain finesse, there's a certain acumen that's needed to create the chocolate that Wendy has created. And it's not just the chocolate itself, but the development of the business, the service, the care, the love that goes into it. And how do you reproduce so much with such high quality, so consistently, year after year after year? Well, one of the marvels of listening to someone who knows the Lord, who loves the Lord, who's experienced the grace of Christ, when they experience certain levels of achievement, high levels of achievement, when you hear them speak and they speak about God providing, God guiding, God leading, God making it happen, see, that's a very sweet thing. And when we come back, Wendy Lowe will share more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club.
Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So God gives you a gift to make chocolate. Just think about this. He gives you the gift to make chocolate and you create a business. A business, you got big contracts. I mean, you start off with a contract from one of the big hotels and they ask you for what is it, 600 boxes. So they're asking you for the boxes. You get started. It's like one of those garage stories where a business grows out of a garage. But you become so successful that God creates, through the business, a level of sustainability for your life. So, I mean, you've got the good life. What do you do from there? Do you just sit on your hands and just appreciate that and thank God for it? Or is God giving you another assignment? Could it be that there are others around the world whom the Lord wants you to serve? Wendy Lowe is in studio with us today. She is serving. She continues. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad, so grateful that you're with us today. You can find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety for free. Wendy, talk to me about Wheels for the World.
All right.
And chocolate.
All right. You know, it's all about being still and listening and knowing that God is there. He's in our hearts and He lives within us. I was one day in the chocolate factory and God just spoke to my heart, girl, go out and make money. And I looked and I was like, why, Lord? I'm comfortable. You've given me a successful chocolate factory. And why do I need to make more money? I'm good. I'm sitting on 12 boards. I'm doing your work. I'm doing the best chocolate I can make ever without any business training. And all the gifts that you've given to me, I'm maxing me out, Lord. And now you ask me to go make more money. So I'm like, okay. Then I'm on a treadmill the next week, and He puts in my heart, He just says, wheelchairs for the children of the world. I hear it loud and clearly in my heart, wheelchairs for the children of the world. So I said, wow, we need to make money so we can buy wheelchairs for the children of the world. That's it. But where do we start? What do we do? So then we went to San Francisco, and where I go every year, to the Fancy Food Show, and I was now looking for a product or a company that I could use to formulate so that I could make money for the wheelchairs for the children of the world. I met a Korean dude. His name is Michael, and he has a product, and it tasted so good, and he would be so successful. Whatever he did turned into gold. So I partnered with him. I said, hey, Michael, I want to buy your product, but I want to repackage it so I can give glory to God, and I want to use this. And so we were talking. And then I went back to Hawaii and I said, I'm going to use Michael's product. But he's Korean, and no offense anyone, but my father said, make sure you're very secure when you're working with a Korean businessman. And for that, I said, okay, Michael, you know what? My dad said, I got to be cautious because you're Korean. So you know what? I need to meet you one more time and make a handshake on this because I'm really old school. He goes, Wendy, I'm really busy. I don't think I can meet with you. I says, Michael, I'm flying to San Francisco. And by the way, that year when I accepted, I also want to share with you that I accepted the position of being the chairman for the steering committee for the Prayer Breakfast of Hawaii. The Prayer Breakfast of Hawaii is on a Thursday. That year, I already committed to my children that on Sunday to Sunday, we would be in Lake Tahoe. But now it happens that the prayer breakfast was on a Thursday. So how would I say, kids, we can't go because we got to do this prayer breakfast. And we have this speaker coming in and I can't do Tahoe with you because of this. So what I did on Wednesday at 3 a.m., I was driven to Reno. From Reno to San Fran. San Fran, I flew home to Honolulu. Came home, did my chores. I was up at 4 a.m., had the prayer breakfast with our speaker, Doug Mazza. And breakfast was with 2,000 people. The governor, the mayors, every representative, council member, senator was in-house. 2,000 guests right at the Hilton. And then I got back on a plane and I flew back to Tahoe. My children didn't even know that I was gone. And I said, Michael, this is how busy I am, but I've committed myself to God. And he says, Wendy, you're a Christian? I said, yes. He says, we've got a deal. I'll meet you in San Fran. He says, Wendy, I would do the same thing for God. I would fly back to Korea, deliver the message, and fly home. And I understand we will meet. So that was that. We met. While we were in Tahoe, I also knew I needed to make money for wheelchairs for the children of the world. And I also found a product. Now I need to form a company. While we were in Lake Tahoe, I was sitting on the mountain, heavenly. And I said, Lord, what is the name of my new company? I need help. Let it be spirit-filled. My first company was called Kona Paradise Candies. My second company for God's Kingdom is called Heavenly Paradise Candies. And so thus, everything was put together. So then I went back home, and I was so excited. I said to everyone, hey, God spoke to me. Go make money. Go buy wheelchairs for the children of the world. Form this company. Call it Heavenly Paradise. Wow. How do I start buying wheelchairs for the children of the world? They said, Wendy, go speak to Doug Mazza. I met Doug Mazza a year before in Washington, D.C., doing advocacy work for ALS and the handicapped in churches. I didn't know what his history was, but that day when I shared his story with me, he says, Wendy, thank you, Jesus, for bringing Wendy to me. I said, why, Doug? He says, Wendy, do you know what I do? I says, yeah, you stay home and you take care of your son, and you do all kinds of other things for the community. He says, Wendy, I am the CEO for Johnny Erickson Tata Wheels for the World. So, you see, being still and listening, because God wants us to do for him, but he's not going to just send us into the wild or into the darkness. He's going to give us every answer, but we just have to be obedient and hear him. And when we hear him, it is all done, and it's just so easy. It's all done, because he wouldn't ask you to do anything that we could not do. So he provided every step of the way. I was obedient, and I heard, and I followed through. So we formed the company. I partnered with Doug Mazza and Johnny Erickson Tata. We've been to Romania, Poland, India, Philippines, China, and continue to go. And so this is what we've done up to this point. And just so blessed that God has been using us, in using me in every way possible, and surprising me every step of the way. Because as I say, I keep saying, I'm just a tittle girl from Miney, and look at what he's done. And yet, he's not done yet. So, bring it on, Lord. I'm ready.
What do you feel, Wendy? What do you sense God leading you in the next season of your life?
Worldwide ministry. And he's groomed me for the world. And I don't know exactly yet. I've been to Israel. I was on the road for 2 months. Spent 5 weeks in Israel. I spent the whole day at the Garden Tomb and just basking in his glory and just being there. And I know that I'm going back. I'm going to be doing more worldwide ministry. He's given me, as I retired, he's given me another opportunity to have income so that I can not only take care of myself as I'm doing his work, but that I can take care of all the people that he puts in front of me. And so even before I got to this recording, another pastor was at my home and given me another vision of what we need to do. So all things are possible. All things are possible through Christ. Just believe and just know that it can be done, because he will give you all the tools and the strength to do what he needs us to do for him.
How has the Lord helped you, Wendy, through difficult times?
Just being there and being in my heart and knowing that I can count on him every step of the way. And it's exactly what I do. And I look at other people who don't know who the Lord is, and I don't know how they can make it through each day, because I turn to him 100%, and he carries me all the way. He fills my heart, my soul, and it just makes every door open, every light brighter. And I'm just so grateful that I have him in my heart and my world. And I wish for all to receive and accept him. The prayer for me every day is just melt me, Lord. Just melt me and take away all the chafe, all the rubbish, all the bad in my heart, Lord. Just take it away. Mold me to the person, the woman you need me to be for you, Lord. Then fill me up with your love and your grace and your glory, Lord. And then use me. Just use me in every way you can. And that's my prayer every day. And that's what gives me joy. And that's what I ask for everyone. To just ask to lean on him. And I tell you, if it was a problem, it becomes not a problem. It becomes life, and a great life. And that's what we need. We need to receive the good life.
I'm wondering if you, as you listen to Wendy, I mean, she, you know, there are certain people, they live life on a different plane. The pace of life, their capacity. You think, man, how do they do all of that? How do they process so quickly and produce so much and touch so many? I sense something very unique. And I think it's a special thing that God has allowed us to to interface, to connect, to interact together, yes, here in studio, for one, but really with you, as you might be in a place right now where you feel like your trajectory, the trajectory of your life, is moving upward in such a way that perhaps the Lord is repositioning you to go to a whole nother plane yourself. You know, a different level, a different platform for you to touch, for you to reach people. And so today, a point of encouragement, a point of renewal, a boost, really, a boost. Before we come back, let me ask you this question. Have you ever heard of a beef eater? Do you know what a beef eater is? If you say, Danny, well, isn't that somebody that eats beef? Somebody that's hungry, someone that can consume a lot of meat, a carnivore of sorts? Well, then you're like me, because that's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. You know, we are literalists in that way, aren't we? We take it like we hear it. But a beef eater is someone beyond just that. In fact, a beef eater lives life on a different plane, at a different level. And when we come back, Wendy will talk about a beef eater. Question. You think a beef eater is a male or a female? I'm not trying to get, overly gender sensitive here. But I'm just wondering, what do you think? When we come back, we'll talk about the beef eater. We'll talk about another part of the world. We'll talk about Wendy being there and what God has done in opening up more doors. You see, when you live the life of faith, God does marvelous things through you and to you. Wendy Lowe will share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Carrie Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Carrie Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, are you hungry? You want to eat some steak, some meat? You want to be a beef eater? Well, we're going to talk about being a beef eater. Someone might be saying, Danny, I know exactly what you're talking about. You're setting us up. But there might be someone else who is totally like me. Hey, didn't even know what that was. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And you say, Danny, how in the world, what does this have to do with the good life? Are you even being spiritual? Are you talking about spiritual matters? Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but we're here with Wendy Lowe, and she will share with us what a beef eater is. Wendy, what is a beef eater?
Okay, so a beef eater is also known, a.k.a., as a yeoman warder. And a yeoman warder is a tower guard, the Tower of London. They guard the tower jewels, the crown jewels, the history of 600-700 years history of England. And so the crown jewels are housed there. And of course, certain ones of the crown jewels are used in public today when they have official ceremonies. The one special yeoman warder goes down and he picks up the jewels, he polishes it up, and then the queen, of course, is adorned with these jewels. But to be a beef eater or a yeoman warder, you need to have 22 consecutive years to the Royal Army. You need to be mentally, physically fit and going through all the tests and the trials and certifications to be considered a candidate to be a yeoman warder or a beef eater. And so we are privileged that our governor had a conference, and she would bring women of the world that did magnificent things up and beyond the call, and she would bring them to Hawaii at a conference to empower the women of Hawaii to be more and to strive for more. And so she brought a young lady by the name of Moira. Moira Cameron is the first and only female beef eater in the history of 700 years of the Tower of London. And as a commissioner for the status of women, I was able to host her and become friends with her. And I took her and a few of the other speakers surfing, and I really showed them what Hawaii was all about. She fell in love with Hawaii. She's been back a few times. And the best part of it all is when I go to London, guess where I live? I live in the Tower of London with Moira. In the walls of the tower is where they house all the officials and the yeoman warders and all the other officers to guard what's behind the walls there, which are all the crown jewels and armory and history of 700 plus years.
So what is it like? What is it like that for you being able to experience that?
Well, it's beyond cool because when they are closing the gates,
I would imagine not many people have access.
Yes, not many, but now that you're my friend, just tell them you know Wendy Lowe. No, no. But when everyone's leaving the tower and the gates are being closed and we have a special badge, we walk right in and all the little kids are going, Mommy, Mommy, you told me it was closed. How come that lady gets to go in? Oh, because we are friends of Moira, and that's where I live. So I've been there. We spent 2 weeks at a time when I go to London, and it really helps because being who she is opens a lot of doors where we as normal tourists would not be able to see. She also, upon my encouragement, took advantage of being a human warder. We were invited to the House of Parliament, so we were in the House of Lords versus just overseeing the House of Commons. We sat in a session in the over the House of Lords, you know, where they wear their white wigs and all that. It was just, yeah, it was just thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing such opportunities for us to just be there. And we also were able to worship in the cathedral within the Tower of London. And of course, this is where at times the Queen of England would pop in and do a service or two. But we sit, and below us, of course, are the graves and all the, what do you call the memorials of all the past kings and queens right below us. I mean, it was it was an amazing experience, and I would love to just continue to go back. So I usually venture back to London at least once or twice a year now.
There's a lesson here of relationship and access. Access because of relationship. Relationship that is based on trust, that is built on trust. Spiritual application. I wonder, Wendy, about doors that God would open for us, or that is preparing to open for us, that His planned or destined to open for us, as He has. Wendy Lowe, He has opened it for you. You didn't even expect certain things. It's because you know Him. And were there doors like this? Have there been moments where you think, God, I didn't even know how to ask for you to open a door? The door just opened. Wow. You ever experienced that?
Always. Every day. I mean, I don't even want to say wow anymore, because it's just what He puts in front of me daily. Even the fact that I could retire at 50. And walk away from my chocolate factory so that I could do more for Him in His kingdom. And so as I walked away, He already prepared me. He's got my back. So He prepared me with a package that provides me all my benefits, my medical benefits, everything for the rest of my life. And not through my chocolate factory, because I was an independent businesswoman. But I have all that behind me. And just a solid plan B that He put before me. If I were to say, Lord, you know what? I know You're grooming me to do Your work. But you know what? I got bills. I gotta eat. I gotta sleep. And you know, and of course, these in the flesh run through your mind. How am I going to provide? And you know what? Just release it to Him. And He's providing everything through what He's given to me. And that's the joy about just releasing it to Him, because He's got your back always.
I think about your friend Moira.
Yes.
For her to be the first female, right? First and only?
First and only, and will probably be the only, because of the little challenges of being there amongst a sea of men of 700 years history.
What did you learn from her?
I learned a lot of perseverance and just a desire to accomplish. But now that she's accomplished it, now I'm teaching her that it's okay to release it. Because I think it's in my heart, knowing that it's not God's plan for her to continue to stay there. She's made her point, and she loves it, and she's really changed the environment of a manly world. But she now needs to live her life and accomplish more for His kingdom, because I think she feels she's not growing further. So by removing herself from there, I think she will grow further and open more doors for her future. And that's, I think, most important for her.
You and your daughters were featured recently. It was entitled Tower of Power, a star advertiser feature, in you know, just a couple of years ago, Wendy Lowe, a compact garden system lets Wendy Lowe grow a, quote, a medicine chest on her condo balcony. And there's a picture of you with Angela, and you're showcasing what looks like green plants, but obviously they're much more than just that. How did this all come about for you to get into, growing this and its relation to health and what you're doing now?
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, God has such a sense of humor. I'm a typical local Tito girl with a local typical local diet, and I didn't know anything about stewarding my body the way he wanted us to. And so he's put me on an educational roller coaster of healthful choices. That, what you see there, of course, it's in the newspaper. What I did say was it's God's medicine chest. But of course, they just quoted me as medicine chest. But what I'm encouraging and what I'm growing on my balcony is a tower of food. I use no chemicals, no sprays. It's all non-GMO, USDA organic seed, and I'm producing food right on my balcony that will sustain myself and my children and all the people that venture into my home that I make smoothies for. I must make about 20 to 30 smoothies daily, and I've not bought kale in the last 4 years because what we're talking about, the tower garden, it produces all the kale that I need for the last 4 years. Chemical free, and when I need it, I cut it and I eat it. I mentioned that I was on the road for 2 months. The tower continues to grow. When I come home, I just cut and I eat and I drink it. I didn't have to empty out my ice box and dump everything out because it would be rotten before I come home. This tower allows me to grow right there.
Wendy, do your smoothies taste good?
Amazing. I've got girls.
I mean, you're talking about kale.
Oh, yeah.
And all this. I'm broccoli. Looking at green. It just doesn't. I'm having a mental lapse here in terms of the connection of good taste.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying it tastes good.
Yes, I have a lot of moms. That they come to my home and I make them a smoothie and I make sure their kids. I have this one girl, she herself doesn't eat any veggies, and that means her kids don't eat any veggies. And so when I make them smoothies, now her child is saying, Mom, can we go back to Auntie Wendy's so we can have one of those smoothies? And so if there's any way we can get it into our kids' bodies that they start waking up and start feeding their minds, their bodies, and their souls with the food that God provided for us from the earth, you know what? We can start from there because right now our children are in need of help.
Wendy Lowe is a woman who, you talk about living life to the full, living life to the hilt. Well, she's doing that. She's done that. She continues to do that. It energizes me. God, it inspires. She inspires me. God uses that to just energy. I'm sort of like waking me up. I mean, when you listen to her and where she's been and what she does and who she knows and what she's connected to, it gives us maybe a glimpse of what God could do in our lives. Yes. When we come back, more. Not only about a tower of power, a tower garden. She's an active woman, too. She has won competitions in the ocean. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's right. Competitions in the ocean, Wendy Lowe. My friend, there's so much more for you, for me, in the grace of God. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club.
Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Waihewa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, she's the, it's in the paper, no dragon, dragons here. The Juice Plus team left celebrated their picture of them celebrating their win Sunday at the 18th annual Hawaii Dragon Boat Races at Ala Moana Beach Park. Another victory for Wendy Lowe. But is it all that? Is it all just all at the high point? Or have there been some struggles? Have there been some dark moments, challenges? You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show, and that's why we're here, to let you know the love of Christ. He who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins, shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away, was buried, and 3 days later rose again from the grave. He has brought hope to Wendy, even in some challenging times. Wendy, have you experienced some darkness in life?
Yes, So I share with you all the glories and all glory to God, of course. But through it all, I've experienced some darkness and things that would not even occur or I could imagine have happened. And all I can say is through it all, with God's constant love and support, I got through it all. I actually experienced a divorce, and it was a very dark time for me. And I didn't know how I would get through it, just like, you know, everyone says, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? But you know what? The one thing I could cling on to was him and him alone. And he held me up. I cried out to him. I didn't cry out to a lot of people. I just cried out to him. A lot of people didn't know the pain and suffering I was going through, but he knew, and he comforted me all the way. And he brought the right people to my life. So when you're going through these dark moments, reach out to him first and foremost. Grab onto him and he'll not let you go. And then share with the people that are close to you and talk about it. So you can unload it to them as well, and they can guide you. But make sure they are people of faith and like-minded. Otherwise they might direct you in the wrong direction. So just make sure that you always surround yourself in the light, in God's light. And so that he'll actually also put the right people in your world. Just make sure you grab onto them as well, because he brings them to us so that we can walk out of the valley together. And now that I've experienced that, and I know why he put that in my world, because every other person I meet now is experiencing this kind of a darkness, where either the wife is asking for a divorce, or the husband, or someone's fooling around, or someone's just not faithful, and they just don't know what to do. So my call now is knowing how difficult a divorce is to each other, and of course to the children. So my job now, my responsibility, is to just share where I was, what I experienced, and just try to be the glue. God has asked me to be the glue in the marriage and help them to put it back together, putting him in the center and focusing everything on him. And then everything else becomes more repairable.
Lessons learned. Lessons learned, Wendy. If you had it to do over again, what would you do differently?
I would not have divorced. I think God gave me everything, and then I denied Him by going through the divorce, and I didn't fight for it. And I should have fought harder, because it was something that could have been fixed. And I just said, Lord, so I gave up and I said, okay. But you know, what happened was, I don't know if that was God's plan for me or not. I don't know, because He held me back from so many things, from serving. So when I give my story to the Marketplace Ministries and I share my testimony, I always said that God gave me everything and I just wanted to be the woman to serve behind the man. And you know what I realized? That's what I've been doing all along. So maybe in my case, I'm not certain what God really wanted for me, but I know that He continues to take care of me and provide for me. But the man in my life that I always wanted to serve was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I was faithful and committed to the call, because I am serving and I will continue to serve Him until the day I meet Him in heaven and I can see Him face to face. But I don't know. I don't know if I would want to do that again. I mean, I know I would want to do it again. I don't know if that is His call for me, because all I kept saying from the time I was married, I just want to serve the man. I want to be the woman behind the man. And I know now the man in my life is Jesus Christ, and I'm His bride, and I'll continue to serve Him from now to that time.
When someone is struggling, you know, you talked about, you know, make sure the person that you open up to won't lead you in the wrong direction. When someone comes to you and they're broken, they are on the threshold of making a decision that maybe you wouldn't, if you had to do it over again, you would do it differently. How do you feel with them? What do you feel that they're going through? You know, sometimes it's not so much what someone says, it's just knowing that they know. What do you feel when someone comes to you with a broken heart? What do you feel?
I feel that they're confused. I feel that they're unaware. And I just feel that they need to be loved. And so all I can do for them is to love on them and be that like-minded person that we need to associate ourselves with. So I think, I feel that God brings them to me, and He brings a lot of them to me, so I can just love on them. And that's basically where it all starts. When you start loving them, then they start looking at themselves differently, because somebody does love them. And then, of course, they see Jesus through me. And so then the joy for me, for them, is to allow them to receive Him back into their hearts. And once we get to that point, then you know what? It's back in His hands again. Mm-hmm. Because that's where I've saved many marriages. It's just reminding them that He is in their hearts and He is right there in the center. And if they just continue to put Him there and resolve things around Him, it can be done. So I feel pain, I feel uncertainty, I feel a lack of love on their part, but I know that my role in their lives is to put that back in, and that's what I've been very successful in doing.
Someone says, Wendy, you know what I'm feeling. You know how throughout my day it comes to mind that I should just take the next step and transition out of this relationship. You said that if you had it to do over again, they reason, you would do it differently. Well, what would you, Wendy, say to someone who says, how would I do that? How do I stick it out when everything inside me feels like just giving up?
In fact, I'm working with a couple right now, and that's exactly what she wants. And the attorneys have been called in. And So I'm just working with her heart right now, and I'm just pleading with her, and you know what, I know this marriage can be saved. And she doesn't know that because she's given up. She's dancing with the dark side. She's not seeing the light. So I brought them to church, and the church message, of course, was directed for them. Mm-hmm. You know how that goes. And so hearing more of that, filling that puka, the void in her heart, is that that's what's going on. There's a hole in her heart, and it's not filled with the right love. And so we're needing to put God's love back into that puka. And with that, she starts liking and loving herself, and she can see her spouse and her family in a different way. And so that's where I've been very effective. It's just bringing everybody. I just keep gathering all the sheep and bringing them to church with me and allowing the pukas, whether it's a couple, whether it's a young man who's confused about his future, is exactly what I'm doing now. I just share God's light, and I just share that with them. And they're like, wow, I want that joy. I want that light. I want what you got, is what they say. And so I said, well, then come. Just let me love on you, because by me loving on you, it's Jesus loving on you.
Wendy Lo, she is doing just that to people who know her. She's doing just that even right now. It's an amazing thing, you know, through the airwaves, radio waves, internet connections, the Lord can communicate through people like her about His love, His grace. Are you uncertain, my friend, about your future? Are you uncertain about who you are? Are you confused? Are you lost? Have you been emotionally disheveled? Well, Wendy knows what it's like. I know what it's like. Dear one, you are not alone. The Lord knows. The Lord loves, the Lord cares. And so He sends her in studio today to share heart to heart with you. There's always hope in Christ. And just like Wendy Lo says, you know, just love on Him, love on Him. Well, we hope that you feel us loving on you and feel the love of Christ. Dear friend, I hope you do. Wendy, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, mahalo. Mahalo ke akua for allowing me to just share. And if we have, you know, touched anyone's heart, then thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Just give Him all the glory, always and forever.
Indeed. And we do hope that you were encouraged today by the sharing of the success, even the struggles, and the grace, really, that has been shown to Wendy Lo. You know, dear one, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation for this program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Philippians 4:14 says, "Even so, you have done well to share with me in my present difficulty." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Wendy Lo. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.